B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Kuzayin. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Omar li Maryanuka o Markashisha Bereder of Chizda. L'Ravashi, Maryanuka and Markashisha, the children of Rav Chizda, said to Ravashi as follows. Zimna Choda, one time Ikla Amemar came, others say, it wasn't Amemar, it was Rovin, but Amemar came la'asrin to our place where we were living. We didn't have wine to give him to make Havdalah. So we gave him beer to make Havdalah with. And Amemar refused to make Havdalah on beer. And he went to sleep Tovas whilst fasting. He couldn't eat. He didn't make Havdalah. He just went to sleep hungry. The next day, we went into some trouble, into a lot of effort. We realized that without wine, he's not going to make Havdalah. We found him some wine. He made Havdalah, and then he could eat. The following year, so again, again, Amemar came to our place, and again, we didn't have wine available for Havdalah. We again gave him some beer. Omar, and he obviously remembered what happened the previous year. So Amemar said, if that's the case, that wine is just a very rare commodity in this place, then Chamar Medinahu, then the beer has the status of wine in this place. In this place, the beer has the chashivos of wine. So Avdil, he made Avdallah, v'toyim midi, and then he could eat. He made Avdallah on beer. The Gemara says, Shema Minotlas. So we learn from here three halachas. Number one, obviously there's the halacha that you're allowed to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. But that was not a chiddish in how you make Havdalah. That was just a general chiddish, which obviously is apparent from here, that if you don't have wine, then you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. But in the way that you made in Hilchas Havdalah, there were three chiddushim, three halachas that come from here. Number one, Hamavdil betfila tzorach shiavdil ala kois. He obviously went to shul, said Atachin Antonu in Shmone Esra. He said Havdalah in tefillah. Nonetheless, he wanted to make Havdalah on a kois to the extent that if he didn't make Havdalah, he wouldn't eat. Ushma mina osolei le'odom sheyechal koidim shiavdil. We also see from here, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Ushma mina the third halacha, mishalai hivdil b'moitza Shabbos, mavdil v'hoylech kol haShabbos kulay. You also see from here that if you don't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, you can make Havdalah later on during the week as well. Continues the Gemara, Boi Mnei Rav Huna Mirav Chizda. Rav Huna asked Rav Chizda the following question. Mahu Likadushe Ashichra. We just now saw in the Gemara, the children of Rav Chizda told Rav Ashi that Amemam was happy to make Havdalah on beer when he realized it was Chamar Medina, it was the wine of this country, of this place, even though it wasn't wine, it was beer, but you could make Havdalah. What's with Kiddush? Is one allowed to make Kiddush as Shichra, which is beer? The typical beer is beer made from dates. Omar, so Rav Chizda said to Rav Huna, Hashta, if, that means, since it's true, Uma that Pirzuma, which is beer made from barley, Uta'ina, and beer made from figs, Va'asini, and Vasni, and beer made from berries, the boy minei Mirav, that we asked Rav, can you make Kiddush on those beers? V'Rav mirabchia, Rav asked Rabchia, v'Rabchia mirabi, Rabchia asked Rabbi, v'lei poshatle, he didn't know, even though they were much more prestigious and respectable drinks, nonetheless, lei poshatle, he didn't say you could make Kiddush on them. Shichra, then a more cheap type of beer, the beer made from dates, miboya, of course you can't use them to make Kiddush. Sovar mino, so they thought, that means those that heard Rav Chizda answering this, they understood that from Rav, from this ruling of Rav, that Kiddushu delay mekatshino nilavei, that indeed you cannot use the Chamar Medina, you cannot use beer for Kiddush. Aval avdulei mavdulinam, but you can use it for Havdalah. Omalu Rav Chizda said no. Hochi Omar Rav. Rav actually said, "Kashem she'ein mekatchin olav, kach ein mavdilin olav." Not only can you not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, you on these beers, you also cannot make Havdalah on these drinks. Itmar Nami Omer of Tachlifa Bar Avimi Omer Shmuel. It was also said in the name of Shmuel. Kashem Shein Mekachin Olav Kachin Mavdilin Olav. In the same way as you cannot make Kiddush on these bearers, so too you cannot make Havdalah on them. Levi Shodar Leila Rebbe. Levi sent to Rebbe Shichra, a beer, Bar Tleisa Magni, that the same water, the same juice was crushing 13 batches of dates, which means that it was the same water was put on one batch of dates and then another batch, 13 dates, which had a very, very, a very strong and sweet aroma. It was very, something very, a delicacy. Tami, Rebbe tasted it, and have a bosim tuva, and it had a very good flavor. Omar, so Rebbe said, Kegoin ze, this type of beer, roi le kaddish alov, then it's fit in order to make kiddish with it, veloi mar alov, and to say on it, kol shirois v'sishbochis sheba'olam, all the praises to Hashem and all the songs to Hashem in the world, it's appropriate to be said on this type of beer. Belailo tari, but we know that dates causes constipation, it causes diarrhea, it causes the digestive system to get a little bit too loose. And in the evening, at night, later on, tzari, he had a lot of discomfort from the fact that he drank this beer made with so many, having been exposed to so many dates. Omar, so the Rebbe then said, miyasron umafayas. This same juice that in the evening will afflict a person, mefayas can be used to appease, which means it can be used early on in the day when you appreciate drinking it, you can use it for Kiddush. And there seems to be a discussion in the Mefarshim whether this is a statement that even though later on it's going to cause discomfort, nonetheless you can use it for Kiddush, or whether it's a rhetorical statement saying if it's going to cause you so much pain later, can you really use that for Kiddush? And that he changed his mind and says if this is the outcome of drinking this beer, it's inappropriate for Kiddush. So that's a different, Mefarshim explained differently what he actually meant. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Odor, I make an oath, Barabim, in public. And he assumed that this is a type of oath which is much stronger than a regular oath, an oath that cannot be undone. And Tosis discusses that. But he made an oath, Delo Ishti, he wasn't going to drink Shichra. He wasn't going to drink this beer. Omer Rava. Rava said, Ishti me zurion, I'd rather drink the water in which flax has been soaked, vle ishti shichra, and not drink this beer. Vomar Rava. Rava said, Teheva, a person will be in a situation, that means he'll be poor, in a situation that shakyusa shikra, that his drink is going to be a beer and he's not going to be able to afford wine, and that's going to happen, manda mekadish ashikra, consequent to somebody who, even though he had wine available to him, since he chose and he preferred to have beer, so he didn't make kiddush on wine, he made kiddush on beer, then his punishment will be that he'll not be able to afford wine. Continues the Gemara, Rav, regarding Rav, Ashkechei Rav Huna found Rav, the Kodesh HaShichra, that made Kiddush on beer. Omar Leis, Rav Huna said to Rav, Shori Abba, have you started, Abba referring to Rav, Lemikni Istri, to earn coins, Mishichra, from beer? You suddenly have a fond and a longing for beer that you're making Kiddush on it? Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. The Braisa says, Ein mekachin elo ala yayin, one should only use wine to make Kiddush. Vein mevorchin elo ala yayin, and you only make a bracha on wine. And the Gemara now is making a literal reading of this Braisa. You only make a bracha on wine. Asks the Gemara, Otu ashichro v'amayo, beer and water, milei mevorchin on oleish hakel niya bedvari. Well, you don't make a bracha before you drink any other juices other than wine. Of course you make a bracha. What does the braisa mean? Ein mevorchin elo ala yayin. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, I'll explain to you what the braisa means. We're not talking about making a bracha before drinking it. We're referring to using it to make a kois shel bracha, especially whenever you need to have a kois. For birchas hamazon, you shouldn't use anything besides for wine. Hachik Omar. Ein oimrim. We don't say, havei kois shel bracha levorich. Bring a kois shel bracha to say birchas hamazon elo ala yayin, only with wine. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Ein mekachin ala sheicho, you don't make kiddush on beer. Mishum Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon omru, mekachim mitiimas yayin kolshu. It's another halacha that when you drink, then when you make Kiddush, then you should taste a little bit of the wine that you've made Kiddush from. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says it's not good enough just to have a little taste. Meloi lugma, one should drink a cheekful of the wine. Omer Vuno Marav, v'chein tonir of Gidl, demin Narash. Rav Huna in the name of Rav or of Gidl from the place of Narash. Hamekadesh v'toar meloi lugmov. If you make Kiddush and you taste a cheekful of the wine, Yotza, he was Yotza. He fulfilled his requirement, ve'im lav, if not, lo Yotza. Omer of Nachman b'Yitzchok, ano tonino lo, loy Gidul bar Menashe, v'loy Gidul bar Minyuma, elo Gidul stoma. Says Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok says that this halacha that you just said in the name of Rav Gidl de Min Narosh, which of Gidl is this? So he says it's not Rav Gidl bar Menashe, and it's not Rav Gidl bar Minyuma. It's just the Rav Gidl without any. He's not known by his father's name. L'may nafkamina. What's the difference if it's this Rav Gidl or this Rav Gidl? L'mimra didei adidei. The difference will be if you find another Rav Gidl that is saying contrary to this Rav Gidl, you have to know which one is it. In order to ask a contradiction, Rav Gidls can argue with each other, but you can't have one Rav Gidl saying two opposite rulings and teachings. So that's why it was important always to know who said a certain teaching. So this that it says that v'chein toni Rav Gidl d'min Narosh, you should know it's not those Rav Gidls, it's a different Rav Gidl. Continues the Gemara, Samuch l'mincha. The Gemara is now taking us back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. We saw the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, Erev Psochim and Erev Pesach, Samuch l'mincha, half an hour before Mincha, whatever Mincha is going to mean, we'll soon see. Lo yechal odom achatech shach, a person shouldn't eat, so sit down to a bread meal until it's the night of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of Kuvzayin Amud Aleph, Iboy Elohu. Samuch l'mincha gedoyla. When is mincha gedoyla? Mincha gedoyla is the time that the korban tomid is shechted on a regular day, which is 6.5 hours into the day, halfway into the 7th hour. Samuch l'mincha, half an hour before that, is the beginning of the 7th hour, at the end of the 6th hour of the day. Tanan, is that what it means that from chatzos, from half an hour before the mincha gedoyla, which is from the beginning of the 7th hour, you're not allowed to eat, to sit down to a bread meal. Oy dilma, maybe samuch l'mincha ktano tnan. There's a second mincha called mincha ktano, which is when the korban pesach is brought on an erev pesach. The korban tomid, on erev pesach is offered on the mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day, which means halfway into the 10th hour. Samuch l'mincha would be the beginning of the 10th hour, immediately after 9 hours of the day. And as we've mentioned a number of times, these hours are not hours, shois, shovois, as we have on the clock, the 60-minute hours. Rather, they are halachic hours, a 12th of the day and a 12th of the night. Is samuch l'mincha gedoylot nan? That's the question. Umishum means... If you say that the Mishnah means that you cannot eat from half an hour before Mincha Gedoyla, which is from the beginning of the 7th hour, then what would be the reason? Why would we not allow to eat a meal then? Mishon Pesach. Dilma Osi L'mimshach. Because if you sit down to a meal just before the time of bringing the Korban Pesach, you may get involved and carried away with your meal, and V'osi L'mnui, and you'll prevent yourselves, Milevet Pischa, you won't bring the Korban Pesach, you'll forget about the Korban Pesach. And that's why the Mishnah says, from half an hour before Mincha Gedoyla, don't sit down to a meal, not to risk getting carried away and not bringing the Korban Pesach. Oy Dilma, the other side would be, Samuch l'mincha ktanot nan, that you're only not allowed to eat from the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, from after 9 hours, the first 9 hours of the day you can't eat. What would be the reason then? By that time, most people will have brought the Korban Pesach already. Then what would be the reason that it would be Osa, or in a time when there is no Korban Pesach, or Mishom Matzah? There's a different issue. If you eat too close to the night, then you're not going to be eating matzah. Dilma osi l'michle matzah, chilagasa. Maybe you'll be so full up from eating, you'll have no appetite whatsoever. Not only will you not have a desire to eat matzah, but the eating of matzah will just make a person, like, it won't even be called eating. It'll be a chilagasa, a very coarse type of just forcing food down one's throat. That's not the way to do mitzvah's matzah, and it could be you're not even yotza mitzvah's matzah then. That was the question of the Gemara. What does the Mishnah mean? Min samuch l'mincha gedoyla or samuch l'mincha ketana? Omer Ravin is going to try and bring proof from a Braisa, Toshema. Says in the Braisa, Afilu Agrippas HaMelech. Even Agrippas HaMelech was one of the kings in the time of the Chashmonoim. Rashbam says he was a Melech kosher. Tosis discusses that. Shehu Rogel Lechol B'Teisha Shois. He would eat his first meal every day of the year. He would eat his breakfast, so to speak, 9 hours, the beginning of the ninth hour, after 8 hours of the day. The beginning of the ninth hour of the day. And there's a discussion what made him do that. So Tosfos discusses that. But either way, he ate his first meal the beginning of the ninth hour. On Erev Pesach, lo yoichal, even Agrippas HaMelech was not allowed to eat, ad shetechshach. He woke up whenever he woke up, and he would not eat, and normally he wouldn't eat till the beginning of the ninth hour. On Erev Pesach, he shouldn't eat at all until it's night. Why? Because we assume that if he's going to start his meal at the beginning of the ninth hour, it's by default, it's going to take at least an hour to have his meal. And then it's as if he's having intentions initially to eat in the time, which is the beginning of the tenth hour already, which is a time that you're not allowed to eat a bread meal on Erev Pesach. If the Mishnah is talking about samuch l'mincha ketana, that any other person is allowed to eat till the end of the ninth hour, and then it's asa. Heinu revusa da Agrippas, and that's the chiddush, the Agrippas HaMelech, that he's not allowed to start eating even an hour before that, because since his meal is going to take an hour, it's as if he's intending the katchila to eat in a time where one's not allowed to eat. Eloi omra samuch l'mincha gedoylot nan. If you say that everybody has to stop eating by the end of the sixth hour, Mayrevusei de Agrippas, what's the chiddush? Agrippas normally has his meal at the beginning of the ninth hour, but you're not allowed to have a meal on Erev Pesach from the beginning of the seventh hour. So what's the chiddush? Even Agrippas HaMelech. Chal Issa Aleimi Korah, from the beginning of the seventh hour, it's already also for everybody to eat. Why should Agrippas be any different? Elo samuch l'mincha ketanatnan. It must be that everybody else is allowed to eat till the end of the ninth hour. The chiddush is that Agrippas HaMelech is not allowed to eat from the beginning of the ninth hour. Asks the Gemara, soif soif mayrevusa de Agrippas. What's going to be the chiddush? Even saying what you've said, what's the chiddush of Agrippas? Ha moto leizman isura. When he starts eating, he knows that his meal is going to go beyond the end of the ninth hour, and therefore, the same as everybody else is not allowed to eat after the tenth hour, he should not be allowed to have his meal either, even at the beginning of the tenth of the. Even though everybody else is not allowed to eat from the beginning of the tenth hour, he's not allowed to eat even before that because his meal is going to go into that time. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Mal de teima, I may have thought teisha shoyis la Agrippas. Since Agrippas is used to, and that was his habit of always eating his first meal 9 hours into the day, from the beginning of the ninth hour, karbo shoyis didon is no different to all of us eating our meals in the fourth hour of the day. And when we eat in the fourth hour of the day, we still have an appetite to eat at night. So maybe him also, maybe it's Arbo Shois Didon Dami, that since that's the way he eats, even though he's going to have his meal at the beginning of the ninth hour, and it might even go into the tenth hour, nonetheless, he'll still have an appetite to eat his regular meal on with matzah. He'll have appetite. And maybe therefore for him, there shouldn't be an issue of eating. Komash Malon, that's the chiddush, that Afilu Agrippas HaMelech is not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to start his meal even from the beginning of the ninth hour. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Avol Mat Bilhu, even though it's Somuch L'mincha, then they're allowed to, the common practice was that when they would eat all sorts of other refreshments, whether it's fruits, whether it's meat, and other items like that, then they would used to dipping, and therefore matbilhu b'minei targima, they're allowed to eat fruits and meat even after samuch l'mincha. It means even from a time where you're not allowed to sit down to a proper meal, you are allowed to eat meat and fruits. Rabbi Yitzchok matbil b'yarka, Rabbi Yitzchok, he would dip, even samuch l'mincha, on Erev Pesach, he would dip into vegetables, and the vegetables don't satisfy a person, therefore there's no risk of it affecting the way that the desire and the appetite they're going to have to eat the matzah. Tanya Nam Yehoch, we also learned in a Braisa, Hashamash, a waiter, Matbil Bebnei Me'ayin, when he's preparing the small intestines for the animal that they're going to eat for the Sudas Yom Tov, then since he's dealing with the food, with these ingredients, with this meat, if we're not going to allow him to taste it, it's going to be a challenge for him, it's going to be hard for him, and eating it is not going to fill him up. Therefore, the waiter is allowed to dip, even samuch lemincha, before Pesach, before the night, he's allowed to dip into these intestines that he's preparing for Yom Tov meal, and he's allowed to eat it. But noisnam lifnei orchin, and he's allowed to give it to and put it in front of the guests. And Rashbam explains here that it wasn't just, like Rashi says, because the challenge of being a waiter while you're preparing the food and not being able to eat it, but they would give it in front to the guests and they would eat it in order to arouse the appetite. And all the people that were registered on the Korban Pesach, they would be given to eat from these Bnei Me'ayim before Yom Tov, in order to, it will arouse the appetite and actually make them eat with more desire. Va'afel pisha in ra'i ledover, even though there's no explicit proof that eating can actually cause a person to have more appetite, zeicha ledover, however, it's alluded to in the Pasuk, shenemar, as it says, niru lochem nir, you should plow a furrow, a ditch, in order to put the seeds in, valtizru, and you should not sow, elakeitzim, the thorn bushes. So you see that if you want something to be able to be sown properly, to be planted properly, you have to prepare space for it. So too, eating those food products that in and of their own do not satisfy a person actually encourages the digestive system to expand and to make a person want to eat with even more desire. Continues the Gemara, Rava have a shossi chamra kula maile yoma de pischa, the whole air of Pesach, Rava would drink wine, kehecha de nigra in order the libe, in order that it should wet his appetite, it will make him eat the korban pesach, eat the matzah. And Rava was after the obviously there was no korban pesach, but it would make him eat the matzah with more appetite. The nechel matzah tfeila urta, he'll be able to eat the matzah with more appetite in the evening. Omar Rava, minoa minelo, Rava said, what's the source, the chamra migrar gorir, that drinking wine actually makes a person hungry and encourages him, gives him a bigger appetite? Titnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, bein hakoisos. We know that on Seder night we have to drink four koisos. We're going to learn more about that later, that a person has to drink four koisos. Between the first two koisos, the first kois is Kiddush, the second kois is on the Haggadah, the end of the Haggadah. Between the two, Imrotza Lishtos Yishte, he's allowed to drink wine between the two koises, because drinking the wine between the two koises and after the second kois, he's going to do Rochza, Moitzi Matzah, he's going to eat the Matzah. Drinking the kois is something which would make a person have more appetite to eat the matzah, and therefore it was something which was allowed to be done and even encouraged. Bein Shlishi L'Ravi, however, after eating the matzah, between the third kois and the third kois is Berachas HaMazon, the fourth kois is on Halil, between those two koises, since it's not necessary anymore to make a person have an appetite, because he's already finished eating his matzah. So having koises then, it looks as if he's just has a plan and an agenda of having more than the four koises. It's nira kamoisif ala koises, and it's not allowed to be done. And the Rashbam brings from Yerushalmi that drinking more is going to possibly make him intoxicated, and he won't be able to finish off the Halil and the Haggadah appropriately. Lo yishte, he shouldn't drink wine. Vi omris misad sodi. If you say that drinking wine actually satisfies a person, amay yishte, why between the first two koses would he be allowed to eat? Would he be allowed to drink wine? It's going to make him satisfied, and it's going to destroy the appetite and desire he's going to have to eat the matzah. Hoka'ochil matzah, chilagasi, is going to eat matzah without any appetite. Eloshma minom migrar gori, from here you see, from that Mishnah, you see that drinking wine actually wets a person's appetite and increases the appetite, and therefore it was okay. Continues the Gemara, Rav Sheshes have a Yosef betanisa. Rav Sheshes would sit and fast kol maile yemi de pischa, the whole air of Pesach, he wouldn't eat anything. Name a kosover of Sheshes samuch lemincha gdoilotnan. Could it be that the reason that Rav Sheshes wouldn't eat the whole day is because he holds that the Mishnah says, the reason the Mishnah says samuch lemincha is not because of, in order you should have appetite to eat the matzah, because then he would only be asur to eat from mincha ktana, as we saw. Maybe he holds that the Mishnah says samach l'mincha is mincha gedayla, which is from already the beginning of the seventh hour, and the reason that you're not allowed to eat then is because you may get carried away and not do the Korban Pesach, even though in Rav Sheshes's days there was no Korban Pesach, but it was something that was already become osur. So he held that the Mishnah means that any time that you could bring the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Umishum Pischa, and the reason that you're not allowed to eat is because you may, by mistake, you neglect the Korban Pesach. Dilma Mimshach, he may get carried away with his meal. V'osilim nu'el, prevented from milevet pischa, who from doing the Korban Pesach. V'sovar lor, Rav Sheshes holds, ki hodu Omar Rabbeishia. Omar Blazi holds this, what Rav Yoishia says in the name of Rav Eleza, that machshir hoyo ben Basera, that Ben Basera said it was kosher to do a Bepesach sheshochtu shachris barbaos or lishmoy. If you take a Korban Pesach and you shecht it l'shem Korban Pesach, in the morning of the 14th, till now we've learned, Korban Pesach is only from the afternoon, after the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim. But Ben Basera holds that if you shecht the Korban Pesach, even in the morning, it's a kosher Korban Pesach. Umitzafra, from the morning, Zman Pescha, who is considered the time of Korban Pesach. De Kula Yoyma Chazi LePescha, the whole day is fit to bring the Korban Pesach. And therefore, he wouldn't eat the whole day. De Sova, Ben Basera, where would Ben Basera, what would be his source that you can bring the Korban Pesach the whole day? The Pasuk says you bring the Korban Pesach Beinu Arbaim, between the evenings. That means between when the sun starts setting and the sun finishes setting. That means from Chatzos, that's the afternoon. How would Ben Basera learn the words Beinu Arbaim? Yeah, the Sovar Beinu Arbaim, the word Beinu Arbaim means Bein Erev de Esmoil, starting from the end of yesterday's evening, which is this morning, when at Alois, Le'erev Do'idna, and the evening of tonight, starting at Teisak Echovim. So he learns Beinu Arbaim between the end of yesterday's night and the beginning of tomorrow's night, or the end of the previous night, until the following night, which is the entire day of the 14th, is called Beinu Arbaim. So the Gemara is saying, is that the reason that Rav Sheshes would fast the whole day? Omri, they said, no, like, Shani Rav Sheshes possibly holds, like we saw before, that it's Samuch L'mincha Ktano. And our concern is matzah, not Korban Pesach. So why did Rav Sheshes not eat the whole day? No, Shani Rav Sheshes was different. The istinus, however, he was a very delicate, refined type of person. The itoim tzaf remidi, if he's going to eat anything in the ready from the morning, then l'urta in the evening, lehavis mahanyele michle, he won't be eating with the same appetite, with the same desire as he would otherwise, and therefore, for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah, he would not eat the entire day. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.